The new movie, The General's Daughter, is based on the bestseller by Nelson DeMille. It stars John Travolta, Madeleine Stowe, James Woods, and James Cromwell. Our film critic John Power says The General's Daughter is a distinctly 90s kind of film.
Hollywood has always made a lot of bad movies. Movies that are lazy, dishonest, insulting to the viewer's intelligence. But bad movies have never been as repellent as they are today. Over the last 10 or 15 years, Hollywood has begun routinely putting superstars in life-hating potboilers like Basic Instinct and 8mm, movies brimming with violence and vile sex. The General's Daughter stars John Travolta as Paul Brenner, an army criminal investigator working undercover at Fort McCallum. One night on the base, a woman is raped and murdered. She turns out to be Captain Elizabeth Campbell, the daughter of Fighting Joe Campbell, played by James Cromwell, a general with huge political ambitions. And so Brenner is brought in to solve the case, along with another army investigator, Sarah Sunhill. That's Madeleine Stowe, who naturally just happens to be Brenner's ex. Soon the two are knee-deep in a story involving shifty officers, S&M videotapes, and the dark secret that links the general to his daughter. The movie is designed as a vehicle for Travolta, who's increasingly coming to resemble a ham, both in his penchant for overacting and in his ever-burgeoning physical appearance. Rather than enter the character of Brenner, a blue-collar bulldog who resents the college-educated officers, Travolta plays his scenes with a camp irony that's wholly wrong for a story of rape and murder. Only 5 years after his comeback in Pulp Fiction, this fine actor has already entered what a friend has dubbed his Michael Caine decadent period, strolling through movies and collecting a paycheck. Travolta's lack of conviction infects the other actors. The sole exception is James Woods as the victim's mentor, Captain Moore, an expert in psychological warfare who enjoys matching wits with Brenner.
Please sit down.
Did you work together on a daily basis?
Absolutely.
Did you, play together?
What a truly excellent question. You see, here at PsyOps, that's one of the things that we teach. Threatening quietly. Think of the echoes inherent in those four simple words. Did you play together? Did you go out with her? Did you love her? If you did you love her so much that you murdered her?
I meant, did you play golf or tennis or checkers or something?
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
So now, we both know we're smart guys. Do you think I'm involved in this?
One way or another, yes, I do.
Then wouldn't it behoove me to retain the services of an attorney? I know a good one.
Two problems there. First, the obvious. There are no good ones. Second, you're not a civilian colonel. You're in the army. You have no rights to an attorney. You have no right to remain silent. And if you don't cooperate, I may have to put you in jail, and that would make me feel bad.
The General's Daughter was directed by Simon West, whose debut was the cartoonish action picture Con Air. Here he seems to think he's tackling deeper issues, like misogyny and loyalty to the military. Unfortunately, West is one of that new breed of filmmakers you might call post-human, because nothing about his work suggests that he grew up on Earth among human beings. Rather, he seems to have been reared in some orbiting bubble, where he learned about life through watching commercials. He shoots the military base like the set for a beer ad. And even though his story is about serious matters, rape, murder, women in the military, he doesn't have a clue how real people would respond to such things. The movie's tone is grotesquely wrong. Moments after Brenner and Sunhill first see Captain Campbell's dead body spread-eagled in the mud, the two are cutely bantering, like the stars of a romantic comedy. What's oddest about all this is that West seems to think he's making a feminist film. There's even a legend at the end explaining that there are now 200,000 women in the military. Trouble is, West's style is all macho bluster. Rather than show respect for the dead Captain Campbell, West exploits her suffering. Her rape is portrayed as a lurid opera, bits of which are constantly replayed. And her lifeless body fares no better. West treats it like a museum piece, bathing it in aestheticized light and shooting it from all angles so we can enjoy the geometric pattern of her white flesh against the ground. He dehumanizes her body more than the murderer, who is at least acting from a kind of passion. There's no feeling at all in The General's Daughter, whose closing credit sequence is a triumph of jaunty cynicism. After the revelation of military dishonor, after the deaths and dark secrets, After the torture and gang rape, the movie ends with cheery footage of Travolta putting on shades like Chili Palmer in Get Shorty and driving around to a bouncy pop tune, Happy as a Clam. Perhaps he's expecting a sequel.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.